Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me again today. I hope you're enjoying a nice hot summer, or I guess unofficial summer, as we're a week after Memorial Day weekend. I do appreciate you spending time and share your time with me, and I hope to always add value and some insight and perspective into our everyday life as we confront this shelter in place, and as our country reopens slowly. I hope we're all trying our best to stay safe with our family and friends, and hopefully we'll just get back to a normal soon. Okay, today I wanted to share with you a little bit about what's going on in terms of our financial planning and our budgeting, because I do gotten a lot of recent phone calls about really just as more of us are getting approved on loans, whether it's EIDL, disaster loans, or the PPP, Paycheck Protection Program loans, or even some of us are able to take advantage of the PUA, the Pandemic Unemployment Benefit from EDD and the Fed, the additional $600 a week. Financial planning, budgeting, money management become very important, as we realize now that some of this money is not earned income. Some of this money will be taxed later. Some of this money will be repaid back later. And I share with you the various pros and cons to each type of funding, pros and cons of these type of different buckets. I do want to make sure we know that, you know, it's always important to maintain a certain budget. Always important to understand that there is the opportunity cost, the money that we spend in this item, on this item, on these things that we think is important, whether it is a brand new car, whether it is a building that we want to get into, or even hiring new employees. What does that cost in terms of the amount of money that is taken away for other opportunities? Not to say one is better than the other, but there is a cost, and a decision that we make is very, very important in terms of where we want to put that money into. And so, without getting too much into the weeds, I want to take your attention and focus your attention into that yearly tax / financial package that I present to you every year. If you've not seen it, please check into your client's portal. That is basically a tax / financial planning UN evaluation, analysis, checkup, a report card that I put together, my team and I, with the emphasis on, frankly, after you file your taxes, frankly, we know what we made, we know what our tax liabilities are. Okay, how do we prepare for future years? How do we budget in light of what we made last year? How do we make sure we maximize all the deductions that are out there? How do we make sure that we get into, as responsible parents, responsible employer, as responsible employees, to make sure that we keep track of our everyday expenses, keep track of our status as an income earner. Do we have enough to buy a home? Are we overspending on what we're making? Do we need to get a second job? Do we need to make sure that we consolidate our debts? Do we need to meet up to do for some estate planning? Do we have a will in place? Do we have a trust in place? Are we overpaying our insurance? Do we have enough to maximize our contributions to our 401ks and IRAs? Do we have a 529 plans for our kids? You know, do we have a safety net in place in case there's an emergency situation or ordeal that requires some funding? These are important topics that we discuss with our clients every day, and I hope that if we haven't done so, that you and I can get into more intimate relationship and conversation about our financial life, and our well-being depends on every one of those topics I brought up to you to be handle, to get a grasp of them, to have a control over them. And again, I know this is a long-term process, it's a day-to-day process, it's not something I expect us to complete right now or tomorrow, but it is something that we need to tackle, we need to be conscious of, and have some small progresses, momentum, as we, you know, feel that we're being productive each day. So lack of planning, lack of awareness, I think that's going to hurt us, because I don't want us to have a relationship where I just file your taxes and be done with it, and you know, you get your refunds, I get my fees, and that's the end of our relationship. That's not an advisor and a client relationship that I want to have with you. I want to make sure that, you know, you are prepared to encounter any uncertainties out there in life, whether it's financial, whether it's the COVID-19 difficulties, whether it's dealing with unemployment, dealing with various SBAs and government loans out there, what are forgiven, what's not. And so as an advisor, I want to make sure that you know that resources are out there for you. But going back to the budgeting, and whether you want to call it a spending plan or budget plan, again, some of us are having access to more funding as you know, the stimulus are kicking in. It's easy to start thinking about, well, you know, cars are cheaper now, or maybe I should buy some tools and some equipment because I could afford it. The money's there, right? Because especially when you have a business, you can justify, you know, buying that extra computer or buying that car because I need a car to for my employees or for my business, or I need to even buy a building, right? But again, this is not a plan, a time for us to sit there and say it's a good or bad decision. I think we need to sit down and take a look at, you know, what is our disposable income? Looking at the tax package that I gave you there, it shows you really what your net income is. Again, it's not taken to the cash that you receive or items that are not taxable. This is based on what is taxable, and that's the best calculation I have in light of the facts that you gave me, what's on your W-2s and 1099s and your pensions and all that. But what you gave me, this is what I calculated. And based on what those calculations, this is what we have to play with or to have to work with. And so by budgeting, what I mean is that there are items that are considered fixed, right? There are items that we consider require expenses, right? Whether it's your mortgage, your rent, whether it's your medical expenses, right? Whether it's really paying back some school debts or paying back medical bills. But there are the other items that are what they call discretionary, where you have control of that. And if you know that we need to have 3 to 6 months of emergency funds and we're not there yet, guess what? That needs to be our priority. Right? If you know that we want to buy a house and want to upgrade our house and they require 20% or require at least 3% down, well, guess what? We need to put more into that bucket. So you don't need me to tell you, you know, to save into the emergency fund bucket or save into the vacation home bucket, as when you know, from your paycheck or from your checking account, that we're basically living paycheck to paycheck, right? So that means that we got to work longer, make more money, right? Or we might have to minimize our expenses, meaning we're going to have to cut, you know, some expenses that maybe not necessary, right? So I'm not worrying about necessarily how much you're paying for rent or your mortgage or your car payments, because those are already done. You already committed to those big items. What I'm worrying about is that as we have income coming in, that we're not smartly utilizing the planning requirements when we're dealing with next year, when we have less employees or less clients next year, when our business will have to change because, you know, the COVID side of the effect of COVID and the economy slow down. What do we do to prepare so that we have some extra cash, or we have some liquidity, or we have some assets, you know, to make sure that we stay alive as a business, we stay alive as someone with a mortgage, we stay alive as someone with kids and family commitments. So without further discussing the detail of it, I just want to take your attention to focus on the budgeting, or we want a spending plan or budgeting plan. Is the major items we want to spend money on should be on the emergency funds, right? Should be on the safety net or the rainy day plan. And that rainy day plan needs to be around 3 to 6 months. And the items that I notice my clients start thinking about now is, you know, as companies who we deal with, whether it's the credit card companies or the mortgage companies or, the various membership accounts that we have, well, this is the time for us to start consolidating them. I know credit card companies are very, very open to working with taxpayers and with their clients in reducing the interest rate that they charge. I do have those templates letters that you can utilize to work with your credit company to see, you know, if they can reduce your interest rate because of, you know, I mean, COVID affects everybody. And for us to think that we're immune by it, or for us to be shy about it and not asking for help, that's going to be our own failings. So I want us to shed away, put away the shyness, put away the hesitation, put away the ego and pride, and start thinking about, this is a different time, and we got to start thinking about safety net, emergency funds, start thinking about consolidating accounts, minimizing debts and liabilities, and being smart about all the various accounts we have out there and who we can work with to maybe reduce the balances, to lower the interest rate, or even to have some of these forgiven. So I know credit card companies, I know mortgage companies, in light of everything that they were going through, in light of other programs that they are enjoying, that they are not supposed to, put us in bankruptcies. I know of other programs out there that they are willing to work with us as a home buyer, a homeowner, to maybe forbear some of the liabilities and debts, or even forgiven, or even lowering the interest rate. And if you want details and plans and strategy how to do that, definitely my office is a good place to start, because I do have letters and forms that you can use. Again, this is not the time to buy a car. This is not the time to use that money to start thinking about toys and things that make us happy, right? But we don't know how long this pandemic is going to last. We don't know how our business is going to change. We don't know how long we're going to be out of unemployment. We don't know how many programs out there, how long they're going to last. But we need to start saving for that planning rainy day. And I want you to start thinking about, you know, utilizing the tools that I have available for you. It is called Tax and Financial Package. That is on the Clients Portal 2. I also have at my office. I can email it to you. If you want to meet up, please give me a call. We can sit down 30 minutes. Doesn't cost you a darn thing. We can plan, talk about our values, our goals, our objectives, what's important to us, and then we'll sit down and get into the weeds of it, the details. Having your tax information is very, very important, very, very insightful to me, because from that I can extrapolate the area of weakness, area of focus and strength, and of course, all that is dependent on you, your willingness, commitment to make this work. And as an advisor, my commitment is to make sure that regardless whether it's today or tomorrow, I will always be there for you, okay? Thanks so much for your time. I enjoy speaking to you, and have a great day.